Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah. Let's get it, New York. We got 2 wins. Yankees win. Mets win. Hey, the Rangers won. Oh, I got to give a shout out to Sam Rosen before I do anything, man. Congrats on an incredible run as the voice of the Rangers. An amazing career that most of us in the industry could only dream of. And shout out to the Rangers for getting him a 4-0 win on his way out. Rangers fans, feel free to call up and say anything that you want about Sam Rosen. It's one of those nights. But it's also one of those nights where Yankee fans and Mets fans feel good about the baseball that we got to see. And all of the chatter during the day, the back page, Twitter, and even some of the rants and calls and nonsense that you might have heard on WFAN, none of that matters. We have games. We have wins. We have good performances to talk about. We have players to highlight. We have moments to highlight. Who should I start with first? I usually say to the victor, go the spoils. We both won. I'll start with the Mets since they were home. They were back in New York rocking their New York or nowhere gear. I'll start with the Mets. Shout out to them. They were celebrating the Black Mets players and the, what was it called, the Black Legacy game today. Shout out to Daryl Strawberry. He was out there, and I saw, you know, Carlos Mendoza with that shirt. Nice little logo. I want one of those shirts. Well, maybe I don't. It's got a Mets logo on it. But anyway, the Make It Happen Mets. You know, winning cures all, and quickly you can forget about a series loss. Quickly you can forget about struggles and conversations that really have nothing to do with anything. The Mets are a first-place team. The Mets are a good team, if you haven't noticed. The Mets have a lot of guys that can contribute to this team. And it seems like there's a ton of conversation around one guy. We will have the conversation. But, like, what I'm saying is, it's a team game. That one guy still didn't do anything today. Did they win? Hell yeah. Mark Vientos. Day off. I think it was something like 172 days since Mark Vientos homered in Game 6 of the NLCS. Boom. There he is. You knew he had it in him. That's a guy last year that we were talking about. If he started the season off, he would have been a 30-plus homer guy, yada, yada. You know, it's early, man. It's so early, man. Like, when you actually think about 162 games, we're just getting past 10, 11% of the season. But we're fiends for baseball and baseball conversation around here, so we want to jump to conclusions. Please don't. Please just go for the ride. And as you go for the ride, look for guys like Francisco Lindor to bounce back, right? Francisco Lindor tonight to go out there and lead the way. Francisco Lindor tonight with 3 hits. Francisco Lindor with heads up base running. You know, after he made some mistakes in the last series, he's been good at home. I feel like he's a guy that comes back to Citi Field. He turns it on. He's ready to go. How about Brett Beatty? Don't kill him just yet. Don't write him off just yet. Don't kick him to the curb just yet. Back-to-back games with multiple hits. Extra base hit. Even guys like Tyrone Taylor contributing. Marte contributing. And last but certainly not least, stay tuned for the big shot of the night. I was very impressed tonight with one Griffin Canning. Us fans, we don't know anything. We laughed when the Mets signed him. I remember being on that night when it came across and we're like, ha, Griffin Canning. I forget who else was out there on the market that could have been signed. And fans scoffed at it. Like, this is what we're doing. This is what we're signing. Well, yeah, this is what David Stearns is going to do. And Hefner's laboratory, I don't know what they do with these guys, but watching him pitch tonight after he was sick, watching him pitch tonight, I guess with an extra day's rest, he throws 102 pitches, slider, changeup, sneaking the fastball by guys, striking guys out, 102 pitches, he gives you 6 innings, 8 strikeouts, only gives up 3 hits, 1 run. Only walk 2 guys. I'm like, who the hell is this? Griffin Canning? He was terrible. He was terrible in Anaheim. You can go look up his numbers. I don't need to look up his numbers. He was not good. We were laughing at this guy. We didn't even think this guy would make the rotation. And now look at him. 888-808-1019. So the Mets start off this series back at home against the Cardinals with a win. They are 12-7. They are game up in first place. Sweep the Cardinals. You know what I'm saying? You got to handle business against a team like the Cardinals, who most people look at as a rebuilding team. Yeah, they have a couple players here and there. But I say sweep the Cardinals because right now you're a game up in the standings and you know who comes into town next during this homestand. 888-808-1019. And, you know, all the conversation today, Juan Soto! Like, all of the conversation today, even the back page where it's like City Slickers, A Tale of Two City Slickers, Judge goes deep, pushes his average to 409 and win over KC as 0-for-5, you know, Soto K's 3 times and 10 inning loss to Minnesota. It is all for headlines, it's all for conversation and back and forth, but isn't it fun? I feel like some Mets fans aren't having fun, but you got to laugh it off. I was listening today, there was some first-place paranoia going on about booing Juan Soto. Did they boo? I listened to the game a little bit. I watched a little bit. I didn't hear them boo Juan Soto. Someone called me up, 888-808-1019, if you were in the building. I didn't hear any boos. And there was a story about like some Yankee fans going to Citi Field dressed up. It's like, let me tell you something, yo. I have some friends that do go to Citi Field that are Yankee fans, and they dress neutral, or they might wear their Knicks gear to blend in. But, like, who do you really think is organizing a Thursday night out as Yankee fans, even young guys, even some teenagers, some college-age kids, to go wear Mets apparel and boo Juan Soto? Like, that's not really happening, not in reality. It sounds good on the radio. It sounds good on Twitter, but there's nobody really organizing a group to do that. But maybe you should boo Juan Soto. Maybe something got to him still. Like, maybe the threat of being booed got to him still, because he didn't do anything today. He did not do anything again today. But, like, what I'm saying to the Met fan is, so what? You're in first place. Are you a Juan Soto stan or are you a Met fan? Were you a Met fan before you knew you were going to get Juan Soto? You want the team to win. And the silver lining here for you is, if the team keeps winning and Juan Soto breaks out of it at some point, which, mark my words, I've said this the whole time from when we first learned he was signing with the Mets till now. Juan Soto slumping, I'm enjoying it. It's funny, but it's temporary. He's going to return to being who he is. When it warms up, he's going to warm up. And when he's hitting homers every day, when he's hitting doubles every day, when he's driving in runs, when his average goes up and he's looking like an all-star, it's only going to help the team. They're going to get bodies back. McNeil is on the way. Alvarez is on the way. You know what I'm saying? You'll eventually have Montas and Manaea. And I just look at the whole narrative around Juan Soto as hilarious. It's literally internet coming to reality, and some people got to chill. 888-808-1019. That's another thing, too. Like, if if you're taking this stuff so seriously that you're getting mad online and you're calling people names or you're being racist or you're taking shots at people, like, it's not that deep. This is fun. Like, this dynamic, and I've been on this for weeks and months, this dynamic of Juan Soto being one of the greatest players we've seen, going from the Yankees to the Mets, right? All the money that he has made, and him not performing right now, yes, there are Yankee fans that are getting a laugh out of it. I'm getting a laugh out of it, you know? But if you're a Met fan, you got to say, just wait. And you don't got to talk about Judge's performance in October. That's been the reply. Oh, well, wait till October for Judge. What about this? And Judge is incredible. And Judge has added to it. And we're going to get to it, Yankee fans. 888-808-1019. Let's line the Yankee calls up, you know, because the Mets fans don't call or talk to me. And I love that for me. I honestly love that for me because, you know, I do things online and on air to poke fun, but that is all a part of it. It's entertainment. This is all wrestling. It's not that serious. Like, if you're taking this stuff that serious, like, you got to log off. You got to take a chill pill. Maybe you got to go to bed. Maybe you shouldn't listen to the rest of the show. Because as much as they're saying Juan Soto wasn't productive, he was productive tonight. He was pretty productive tonight. He helped the City Field grounds crew kill a couple worms and ants with all those groundouts. strikeout, groundout. And you win the game without Juan Soto doing anything. So you just got to know, you got one in the chamber. When this guy comes through, when this guy actually breaks out of it, and the rest of the team is hitting, and they're pitching the way they're pitching, can I give a nod to the Mets bullpen as well? When Juan Soto returns to form, the Mets are already, you know, showing that they're a pretty good team. They have a good manager. They have a good bullpen. Reed Garrett, A.J. Minter, Edwin Diaz, lights out. They each get an inning, and they don't give anything up. Four runs is all you would need. Four runs all scored in the second inning. You didn't need Juan Soto to do anything. And the Mets win. Put it in the books. 888-808-1019. Maybe they need to give Juan Soto a break. Maybe he needs a day off. It helped Vientos. Maybe they need to give him like a mental reset like they gave Daniel Vogelback. I don't know. You know, the Yankees gave Ben Rice a day off. And Ben Arroz, cooking. You love to see it. You love to see it. As much as we talk about guys struggling to just DH, not this guy. As much as we talk about young guys and the stage being too big and Yankee pinstripes being too heavy and all the pressure, well, this young man got a little taste of it last year, and he had some success, and he hit some hard baseballs. He hit the ball hard. He had some hard-hit balls into the gap or to the warning track that were caught last year that I remember, almost game-winning home runs or just short. Nah, they're falling now. They're going through the hole now. Ben Rice, I mean, this is just great. Ben Rice has a career-high 4 hits tonight, and you got to be happy for that kid. And the conversation now every week is just going to grow around, hey, what happens when Stanton comes back? I'm not worried about that. You know, different lineup again today. Goldie Knox leading off. He adds 2 more hits. He's hitting above .350. An .862 OPS for a 37-year-old first baseman that I was told was washed. That I was told was over the hill, that he was cooked, he was done. I mean, Judge still batting .400, starts the game off with a knock. And early in this Yankee game, you knew they weren't going to lose the first regular season game that they're playing in George M. Steinbrenner Field. It was a little awkward. It was definitely a little weird. They're in the road grays down there. But you knew they weren't going to lose at the Boss. You guys always want to talk about George would be rolling in his grave. Yeah, George would be rolling in his grave if the Yankees came down there and lost the first regular season game to the Rays. But I knew that first inning where you get the first 3 batters, tough 3 for anybody to face. Look at Judge batting third. We talked a lot last year as it was Glaber, Soto, Judge. Well, hell, however you stack it, Ben Rice, Goldie, vice versa, that's tough for anybody to face. I was disappointed that they only got 1 run out of it and the next 3 guys didn't do anything. And young Will Warren, he had a couple nasty pitches, but you know what? He got into some trouble. He didn't last too long in this one. He goes an inning in 2/3 after the bases were loaded. Ryan Yarbrough comes in, and you're a little worried about him. And he gives it up, Junior Caminero. But all in all, you know, I knew they were going to win the game, and now that's four in a row, W4, a four-game win streak for the Yankees. And there were just so many little things in this game. I mean, Aaron Judge showing off the cannon. I mean, this guy in right field, you got to imagine, how many times has he made that throw from right field? Why are you running on him? You forgot who that was? This guy has probably practiced that throw 800 times, maybe 1,000 in the last 10 years in spring training down there in Tampa. I knew it as soon as he picked the ball up. I'm like, oh, yeah. He threw that on a line. The ball didn't touch the ground. But, yeah, Waldo. Where is Waldo? Waldo caught that and applied the tag. I knew I should have bet Waldo tonight. I wasted a lot of money. I've been betting on Juan Soto and Homer every other night. I'm done with that. Oswaldo was like plus 750 to Homer tonight. Didn't do it. But good to see him come through swinging the bat, because there's also been a lot of talk about two things. Peraza getting time and DJ LeMahieu coming back. Waldo, continue to show them who you are. And there's a bunch of little things from this game that we can talk about. Ben Rice obviously is going to be the headline. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night. Jazz Chisholm, you know, I just heard the quote at the end of the post game where Jazz, you know, kind of took accountability. Somebody clearly in the organization got to him, but in the moment, that was hilarious. Like, this guy behind home plate has a makeup call, rings Jazz up on some absolute BS. I'm making the shirts. They're going to say ABS ASAP. ABS ASAP. Automatic balls and strike system as soon as possible. If they could have it by the postseason, that would be grand. But yeah, Jazz gets tossed. Boone doesn't get tossed anymore. But you see Boone trying to push him away. And what does Jazz do? Jazz goes right to his phone. He gets on Twitter and he tweets, not even close. Hilarious. I just thought in the moment, like him breaking that wall down, Yankees Twitter, we're all watching the game. I guess he deleted the post. I just went to look. Somebody in the Yankees tightened him up, man. Like, hey, grow up, bro. It's not about you. We know you're struggling a little bit, but chill with that. Either way, I thought it was entertaining. And I know many Yankee fans online got a kick out of it, too. These umpires are terrible. It's standard. 888-808-1019. But all in all, a team win, right? When your young starter gets chased like that, gets into some trouble like that where you got to take him out, these guys pick him up, and we go Ryan Yarbrough, Tim Hill, Ian Hamilton, and Devin Williams. I told you don't quit on Devin Williams this early on in the season. He's going to get into that rhythm. It's warmer down there. Now they're playing these four games in 80-degree weather. And Devin Williams might not strike everybody out, but he has the stuff where these guys are not necessarily hitting him. Like, they're not really getting a good bat to ball. So, you know, all in all, good stuff from the Yankees. Shout out to Peraza coming in there, you know, having to jump in there once Jazz got tossed. But yeah, let's talk about it. 888-808-1019. We will start with the Mets. We will start with the Yankees. Two wins, but call me up with the different thoughts, concerns, and themes that you have from these games tonight. And then we will definitely touch on Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on. I thought we were done. I would have preferred that this Pat McAfee interview happened a month or two ago, but whatever. We'll play some of it and we'll discuss. And we're closer and closer to the draft, so we will definitely talk about what the Giants are going to do. But yeah, it's already almost 11:30. I'm on till 2. This show will fly by. Dial 888-808-1019 and we will get to your calls. Let's take a break here. When we come back, it's your time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. BRB. Oh, yes! You're now rocking with the best. Say less. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take these calls. 888-808-1019. Who do I want to go to first? There's some familiar names. Some names I've never seen before. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're back on the Fan.
Geez, what do you mean? I'm familiar. What are you talking about?
That's why I went to you first. Preferential treatment.
I appreciate that. Listen, since I'm Dominican, I know nobody on the WFAN are mentioning it, but the tragedy that happened in the Dominican Republic with Tavis Hotel, a former baseball player.
Wow, that is a great point.
Family. You know,
nobody has brought that up yet.
I know this is a sports show, huh?
I had not even thought about Juan Soto being affected by what just happened last week. In the like, go on. I did not even put two and two together.
Exactly. So that's what I'm going to, okay? You know, the Dominicans are very, very close, okay? And Soto lost a lot of... Listen, I went there with my wife in time on my honeymoon to that discotheque. And let me tell you something, I had a great time. And it's something like it's unbelievable, you know? And actually, I'm not making excuses for Soto right now. But Dominicans, you know how we are. I mean, we took that to heart. And right now, you know, he's going to get out of this, okay? I mean, I know that things are going the wrong way. George is having a hell of a year. He never did that last year. If you remember, we beat the Astros at the beginning of the season with Soto and Cabrera. And
Soto shined Mookie. Right away. Threw a guy out at the plate. He had clutch hits.
And then he comes to the Mets. And then Alonso, which is not supposed to be doing what he's doing. He's doing what George has been doing. And you know, it's all mental. Believe me, he's pressing right now. He's going to get out of it, and everything's going to be fine. I'm telling you right now. And, you know, today, and doing the afternoon show, they had a comparison between Barry Bonds and George. You know, like I said, I love George, and my son is, forget about it. Like I told you, 99 is all over his room. But they compare George with Barry Bonds. The reason between Barry Bonds and George is that Barry Bonds, this is what I'm going to say, only struck out 100 times in his first year of his career. Okay? George is the strikeout to happen, even though he's a great player. I mean, I remember when he went to Philadelphia and he struck out 8 times in a row with his good pitching.
Yeah, he was striking out a bunch of times last week. Judge is a San Francisco Giants fan. He would tell you himself, don't put him in the same category as Bonds.
What I'm saying is, there's no comparison there. Barry Bonds, whether you want to use the drugs and the PEDs, there's no comparison. There's only one person, one player that can be compared with him all the way around, complete player that is better than Barry Bonds, and it's the guy that you don't like, Alex Rodriguez. Now, our second baseman, Jazz, I'm getting sick of it. I know you like him. You got his T-shirt. Hey, brother. I don't know what we're going to do, but you know what? The only hit he got besides the home run was the ball that broke his bat, and he got a base hit. That's got to change.
Yeah, he's struggling. He's struggling right now. Thanks for the call, Lou. I'll go backwards with the things you said. Jazz is struggling right now. He's got the lowest batting average on the team, and he kind of burst on the scene this year where there was the day that he had those two homers hitting behind Judge. I tweeted out, is this what Jazz Chisholm is going to be this year? Of course not. Like, I'm like, if they're intentionally walking Judge to get to Jazz and Jazz is swinging like he's Barry Bonds, I'm like. And then the Barry Bonds stuff, I think that was just Evans propaganda. That's just Evans propaganda to try and get, you know, guys like Kevin Cash to pitch around Judge, which he didn't tonight with a base open. They pitched carefully. They kind of pitched around him. But, like, I was listening to Evan do the Barry Bonds stuff and trying to, you know, I felt like that was Evan saying, like, hey, stop pitching the Judge so we can slow him down. Hopefully the Rays, you know, because, you know, the Rays were listening when Evan a couple years back was suspecting that they were cheating and said some stuff. Hopefully the Rays hear me. I'm speaking as Evan Roberts. As I campaign for the Barry Bonds treatment to happen to Judge, they're not treating Judge like Barry Bonds, and he's going to get pitches to hit, and he's going to cash in on them. And Juan Soto will get pitches to hit, and he's got to cash in on them as well. 888-808-1019. Man, I did not put together the tragedy in the Dominican Republic, and maybe Juan Soto is carrying a heavy heart. So let's try to have some grace. I know it's, you know, it's fun and games and jokes and a rivalry, whatever, but I did not put in. Who knows if he has a family member that was lost or if somebody in his family, he's got a large family, if they were connected. Like, I did not put two and two together. Now, I know these are professionals and we all grieve and they got to go to work. And I'm sure you could point to, you know, other players like O'Neal Cruz isn't affected or other Dominican players from the Dominican Republic that are balling right now. But yeah, something is up with Juan Soto, whether it's the money, whether it's the tabloids, whether it's just, you know, adapting to his new surroundings, whether it's the tragedy in DR, he is not the same. When people are talking about him not shuffling, when people are talking about him not looking the same, like his swagger, his confidence, his aura is definitely zapped. And Jazz Chisholm, his swagger, his aura, his confidence is never zapped, but he's got to come out of it. He's definitely got to come out of it. Jack is in Sea Caucus. Jack, you're next on the Fan.
You're Keith. How we doing tonight?
What up, Jack?
Nothing much. Hey, I just wanted to ask you real quick. The other night we were watching on your YouTube stream. My brother and I commented over under how many times Boone is going to get ejected in April. And you said he's off that. And I was just wondering, like, okay, like, I wonder what kind of makes you think that. And then I thought about it a little bit deeper after tonight. And I thought, well, you know, there were the comments that came out about the Yankees, you know, not being disciplined. I know it was more about like making defensive errors, but I think it applies all around that this year it's going to be no nonsense. And I think that Aaron Boone showed some restraint tonight, not really getting involved in the back and forth because the umpire was low the whole night in the strike zone. So yeah. I think he was kind of letting Jazz get a little bit of runway, and then Jazz took a little bit too far, and then Aaron said, I'm not going to get thrown out after that already happened and set the wrong example.
And then so after the game, Boone said he'd rather it be him than Jazz, that you know Jazz walk away and let me talk to the guy. The reason I said that Boone is off that, two reasons. One, I don't think he likes the rep of, you know, how many times he's been thrown out. He's trying to get that average down, like how many games he's been the manager and how many times he's like leading the league and being tossed. And, you know, that stat doesn't help the team win. Ejections don't help the team win. You know, when Boone's not there, he cannot help the team. He cannot talk to the team. I also did a, you know, Q&A meet and greet with him before last season, where I asked him, I think it was Laz Diaz that he went viral for doing the celebration of how Laz Diaz rings people up. And
yep,
he said that his daughter was like, Dad, really? Like you're all over Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. Like really? Like, this is what you're doing? Like, you got to control it a little bit. And he thought about it, and he's like, that's not how he wants to be seen. So this guy just got a contract extension. Things are going good. And last but not least, you guys remember when Guardy was banging on the dugout, and it was Yankees versus the umps. These umps are terrible. It's standard. ABS, ASAP. Boone does not want to get on their bad side, because if you get on one of their bad sides, like look at the effect from Savages in the box and him showing up that young guy, and then it seemed like there was like a memo sent out to all the umpires, like, yeah, you know Boone is a hardo, and, you know, You got to watch it going to face the Yankees or going to umpire the Yankees. Like, and we don't want to have to beat the umpires and the team we're facing. So I think, and it's clear, you know, Boone is off that. He's not fighting with these umpires. He's not showing them up. He's not trying to get ejected.
I think that's some really good insight. So, yeah, I appreciate it, Keith, always. And let's go Yanks. Thanks so much, Keith.
You got it. 888-888-888. Isaac in Brooklyn, your turn. You got it. Let's go.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
Good win for the Mets. Good win for the Yankees. It's nice to see Nimmo and Vientos look good for a moment. I wanted to see what you thought about the gap between Acuna and Beatty getting closer in terms of who's going to actually get to stick around.
Yeah, I was about to say, and Nimmo didn't do anything tonight. You meant Beatty and Vientos?
Yeah, perfect. Beatty and Vientos.
Yeah, young guys, the baby Mets, these guys that you were like, counting on now. You didn't bring back Iglesias. McNeil is hurt. You're giving these guys opportunities. You want to see them come through. They've done it in spring training. I mean, Vientos did it in the postseason. I think this is a positive sign. They get back home. They get back to their places, some home cooking, and they come out tonight, and they help the Mets win. It's a positive. And I also think, man, like, there's so much attention on Juan Soto. It is taking the attention away from them. Vientos had the day off. And Beatty now has put together back-to-back games where, like, don't look now. Is Beatty going to catch Juan Soto in batting average? Beatty's at 209. Juan Soto's at 221. Another good performance out of Beatty tomorrow and a bad performance out of Soto. Like, that's baseball. It doesn't make any sense, but, like, we got to give it time.
Yeah, it's crazy. So do you think now that Beatty's putting together a couple good games, like a week ago it seemed like Acuna was a sure thing to stick around. You think Beatty maybe has a better chance to stay around now? And do you think with Siri going down that Acuna might get some reps at center field?
Yeah, that's where I was just about to go next. As I was watching SNY before, watching Jeff McNeil make a play in center field, I think that they want to keep Beatty in that infield. and maybe you see Acuna get some reps at center field to keep him involved, and we'll see what happens. Really, we got to see what happens when Jeff McNeil is brought back. We got to see what happens with him. He's a utility guy, and he's a good hitter. We've seen him be a good hitter. I think that's going to change some of this stuff around a bit, but like Vientos is going to be at third base, second base. You don't want to keep moving these guys too. You got to kind of play the hot hand. Acuna just to me is so athletic, and he's such a pelotero. He's just like a ball player. Like I lean towards him. Sometimes Beatty is a stiff, but if he's starting to swing it now, they're going to give him some more runway.
Yeah, Acuna looks good. Hey, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it. 888-808-1019. Like I said, with Juan Soto struggling and all the conversation being around him, it gives other guys, like baseball is a whole team sport. It gives other guys the opportunity to go out there and not feel the pressure so much. Brett Beatty, after the game tonight, said, you know, it's early in the season. What are we, you know, 19 games in? Like, I'm just trying to hit the ball hard. They're baseball players. They know there's going to be ebbs and flows. They know that it's cold and you're traveling and it's just too early to make any definitive statements about who is who and what is what. We just don't know yet. Especially with these young guys, give them time. Give them time, especially because you're winning. If the Mets were 7-12, it'd be different. The Mets are good. Even a guy like Griffin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Canning tonight. Griffin Canning was sick. He got an extra day's rest. I didn't know he was able to come out there and throw 102 pitches. Strike 8 guys out. Like, I'm literally looking at this Mets pitching lab. I'm like, we need a 30 for 30 on it. I'm nosy. I'd like to know what is going on. How do they sign guys that we're laughing at in the offseason, and then when they go out there, the guy looks like an ace? This is a guy that we weren't sure would make the fifth spot in the rotation. If Frankie Montas and Sean Manaea were healthy, he wouldn't be in the rotation. He goes out there tonight. I'm watching this guy pitch. I'm like, are the Cardinals this trash? 888-808-1019. We got to break it down again. It's almost 12. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and we'll take more of your calls and conversation on the Yankees and the Mets. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, on The Fan, right back after this. The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city, bunch of big shots. Tonight, we'll pour up a double shot. We got wins on both sides. So first, I got to start with Griffin Canning. Like, no, I'm being dead ass. Watching him pitch tonight, I'm like, who is this guy? How do they find anybody off the street and turn them into an ace? With all of the talk about Juan Soto and booing Juan Soto and what Juan Soto was going to do, he was invisible again. He did nothing. But it didn't matter. They put up 4 runs in the second inning, and Griffin Canning had a stretch where he retired 9 in a row. He, like I already told you, he struck out 8. He goes 6 inning. I'm like, look at this. Would you look at look at this? So Griffin Canning gets the first big shot of the night. Good for him. After he was sick at that, right? Shaking off the sickness and delivering like that with an extra day's rest, I guess. And then on the other side, Ben Arroz, Benny Blanco Arroz, Ben Rice, the best number 22 in New York, they're saying. I mean, just look at the numbers. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Ben Rice goes out there and he has a 4-hit night, first of his career. He drives in 2 runs. And there's just a ton of conversation around this young man right now about the Yankee scouts and, you know, how they didn't have this much data on him because of the 2020 COVID season and these last couple years, how quick he came up through the minors. And what are the Yankees going to do when Stanton comes back? Who cares? Who cares? I did not expect this. You want to talk about a pleasant surprise? We saw Ben Rice come up last year, and I wasn't sure they were going to punch it and send him up last year. And I was like, okay, this kid's got something. But the jump that he has taken in the offseason, his approach, obviously he's hitting the ball hard. He put on some weight. His confidence is key in anything. He believes that he should be in the lineup every day, and I believe he should be in the lineup every day as well. Let's go to Corey in Westfield, New Jersey on The Fan. You got it, Corey.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on the show. I want to talk about Ben Rice. Obviously, it's early in the season. He is hitting the hell out of the ball 4-for-4 tonight. Ben comes back, he gets a DH spot. Let's say Ben Rice keeps this up at a somewhat similar level. They got to keep him on the field. I think he's got to take some reps at third base. I love what Waldo is doing over there, but that's the weakest position. And if Ben Rice is going to stay in that lineup in the playoffs, he's going to be batting second, playing third base for the Yankees. They need to get him reps over there. That's my hot take.
Yeah, it sounds good, Corey. I've heard this before. I think I even might have heard, was it Susan or somebody asked Boone, and Boone said, no, he's not a third baseman. He can't play third. I think one of the reporters, maybe Brian Hoke, somebody. You think you guys are the first ones to think about, hey, this guy's DHing. We got to find him a position in the field. Where can we upgrade in the field? Can he play second base? I'm just kidding, Jazz. I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, like, he can't be the third baseman. He used to be a catcher. We've had conversations on The Fan about J.C. Ascara. Shout out to J.C. Ascara tonight coming through. We had conversations about, you know, is he actually going to be able to catch? And I don't believe they're going to put, and I was talking about this last night, who is he going to catch? He can't catch Will Warren. And would one of the veterans want to catch or have him? He's not actually, he had, he took some catching reps in spring training, but did he enter a game as a catcher? I don't know. I think we saw him enter a game last year as a catcher, but like real late in the game. He is a first baseman. He is really a DH. And I've said this a bunch of times too. These things tend to work themselves out. And here's something I've said, but I'm going to start saying more. The Yankees never have a bench. They never have a bench bat. They never, when we get late into the season, you're pinch hitting Jose Trevino or Mike Ford. Like, can we actually have some threats coming off the bench where, like, that would be a scary proposition? Here comes Ben Rice, Benny Blanco, Ben Arroz in the eighth inning, pinch hitting. Like, can we have that? He's a young guy. He's head down, working right now. He's not worried about the future, and neither am I. I am enjoying watching this kid hit. What do you have, a double, a couple singles tonight? It's not just power. Look at his OPS. 1.064. Look at his average. 367. I had no idea. I have patted myself on the back. When I went down and talked to Susan and Dave, they said, who are you most excited about? Who were you most impressed with coming out of spring training? I said, Ben Rice. And I'm glad that it has translated from spring training to actual regular season. Where would the Yankees be right now without the contributions of young Benny Blanco, Ben Arroz, Ben Rice, the best number 22 in New York City? Jersey City, Berto's on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good. We won. Great, we keep winning.
Yeah, exactly. Great Yankee win. First, I want to quickly respond to the Bonds and Judge comment that an earlier caller said. It's not a crazy comparison, to be honest, between the two. Just want to quickly say that Judge currently has a higher career WRC plus and a higher career slugging percentage, but that's not what I called for. I know you said you don't care, but it's a question that needs to be asked. If Rice and Goldie continue their current levels of production, which both their underlying metrics show that they will, isn't somewhat Stanton the odd man out here? I mean, he can't play the field, and you can't sit Rice down. I mean, Rice, last year his numbers weren't pretty, but again, his underlying metric showed he was going to be this. So no one, you said you were slightly surprised, but no one somewhat should be surprised at what Rice is doing this year. So I'm just curious to hear what's your thoughts.
Yeah, I would say I was kind of surprised because it's like when we were factoring and figuring all these things, like they went out and got Paul Goldschmidt to play first base. Great. Right. But like, I mean, Ben Rice could have been the first. It's good to have both. And when you say odd man out, Stanton will never be the odd man out. He's a former MVP. This guy's, I mean, if he could stay healthy, he might have 500 homers. He's a postseason monster, and he's hurt right now. So they can slow play this. There's no rush. Imagine where we'd be right now if we weren't winning and Ben Rice wasn't hitting. We'd be pounding the table saying, we need Stanton back ASAP. These are good problems to have. These things work themselves out. Fingers crossed. Pray for health. Hopefully everyone stays healthy. But Stanton will come back when he comes back. What if he just comes back for the second half of the season? And doesn't play that much and can platoon and maybe pitch.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And just be around, and I think it's fine. And also with that price tag, you know, what the Yankees are paying him, they're going to try and get some return on investment out of him. Same thing with DJ LeMahieu. You know, here it comes. Fool me, can't fool me again. DJ LeMahieu is going to have his rehab assignment, and I guarantee you they are going to throw him in there. Peraza might have to take the L. They don't love Cabrera, even though Cabrera, what does he do tonight? Comes back and shows, hey, I'm the better option. I'm the better guy. I want to play every day. I guarantee you when DJ's ready to go, they're going to run him in there. You're going to see a lineup when he's ready to go. He'll be playing third base and batting in the lower part of the lineup. And I mean, I'm going to give him the opportunity to fail again because things are going good. But like, you know, when you want to talk about odd man out, or there is no odd man out when you're on the payroll, when you're a veteran. They're going to always give these veterans opportunities, and they're always going to lean on guys that have done it before and guys that are making the big bucks.
Yeah. I just honestly, odd man out might have been a little bit too strong. But honestly, just I wish Stanton's body would let him play the field, because that obviously would have been such an easy answer. But man, thanks for taking the call.
You got it. 888-808-1019. As I'm on the Twitter, Bourbon Meyer. I've got this guy in the chat, Bourbon Legend. I think Bourbon Legend is friends with Bourbon Meyer. I like the play on words. but he just sent me an article Gary Phillips just put out a couple minutes ago. 6 minutes ago, Gary Phillips writes, a league source said MLB is looking into the mid-game post-ejection tweet Jazz Chisholm Jr. sent from the Yankees clubhouse, an apparent policy violation. Of course it is. Jazz said, I don't care of the league's interest, though he's since deleted the post. Somebody smacked him on the wrist. You took it too far, buddy. Jazz might be getting in some trouble here. Jazz might have to cool off a little bit. I don't know, man. I don't know. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. Maybe Rich knows. What's up? You got it.
Yeah, I also posted on there. This guy is not Aaron Judge. He's not going to get the same calls as Judge would from an umpire. And I've been doing this since like 1980-ish or so. It's not the Yankee way. Just be quiet. Take your at-bats. Everything will come back to you. As far as Rice is concerned, man, that is a pleasant surprise. And if I was Cashman, I'd say to our other DH, hey, you know what? Your wrists are hurting you. Take your time. Your elbows are hurting you. Why don't you go get the surgery, and we'll see you next year. We got it. We're good.
I don't know, because the only reason I say I don't know about that, Stanton was the ALCS MVP. Stanton won a game for us in the DS. Stanton has a slow heartbeat. And how much do we hear today and all of these days as Aaron Judge is going Barry Bonds that he's a zero in October? What if Ben Rice doesn't perform in October? Like, I'm not gonna shut Stanton down just yet. I'm gonna keep him progressing on his way back, not rushing him. But like, Stanton is a proven postseason performer that we will need.
That is true. But what we also need, and especially, watch tomorrow, is starting pitching and what goes down. Now, I agree with you. We do need a proven October player, but we have to get to October first in order to have that proven October player. Wouldn't you agree?
We're going to get there. And I mean, knock on wood or whatever, but like this Yankees team and this American League and this American League East, I think it's a lock that they get to the postseason if everyone stays healthy, even with this pitching, even with Will Warren, bless you, even with Will Warren going 1 2/3, even with Marcus Stroman now being on the IL and he barely went, and I don't know, he didn't, last long in his last outing, with Carlos Rodon being an adventure every time. They're going to overcome it. The bullpen is solid. The lineup is deep. I expect them to get to the postseason, not even postseason. I had to take that WFAN put out. I'm like, yo, if you're talking about October with Judge, make sure it's 2025 because he's off to the best start of his career. So why can't this be the year that he carries the team in October, that he actually hits to his standard in the postseason? You can go look at his numbers. Look at his OPS. Look at how he started off his career. He is off to the best start of his career. It is insane. He's about to be 33. He's only getting better. He's not regressing. So I expect Judge and Ben Rice and Goldschmidt and even crazy-ass Jazz and all of them to be in the postseason. And I expect Stanton to want to get parts of that too. Stanton said last year he didn't want the MVP trophy of the ALCS. There was another trophy he wants. Why can't this be the year that they get back there? Who knows? 888-808-1019. We got to go to the break, and then Marco will hit you with the update. KM to AM returns right after this.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.